time for today's No Sweat News.
Okay, let's do this.
This is frightening.
Billy Corgan tickets on the line on Friday, by the way.
Oh, that's a good point. Billy Corgan tickets. He's doing a solo show at the Gramercy Theater.
Yeah.
And our tickets are for you. Got a pair of tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz for the show on the 18th.
Nice. Well, obviously, if you're a Smashing Pumpkins fan, listen to all the stories, remember it. Quiz on Friday.
There's a whole string of shows that he's doing there.
Billy Corgan's great, man.
Our first story is somewhat frightening. Surprising, frightening, eye-opening. And impressive at the same time. According to the adult website Pornhub, they streamed 4,400 petabytes of, adult content in 2018. Now, what is a petabyte?
I was just about to ask you.
Okay, a petabyte is a unit of data, okay? One petabyte is a million gigabytes.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
A million gigabytes.
A million gigs.
Okay.
They did
4,400 of them.
Equals.
Now, here's how it breaks down per American. They figure that the website has roughly 100 million users. That's 34 gigs per person, or about 50 minutes per week.
Wow. 50 minutes per week, I'm going to say. It could be actually on the under for the Dave man. That's calculated in my head.
That's frightening.
That's not accurate for me.
That's right.
So that makes me look bad?
Because
I would say it would be at least a half hour a day. So you're looking at 7 days. You're looking at 3.5 hours.
That's frightening.
So that destroys 50 minutes. That actually seems feeble. I spend at least a half an hour a day.
Attaboy, Dave. Good for you.
That's really sad.
It's frightening.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sad, and yet impressive at the same time. Where do we find the time to do this? Who's got 50 minutes a week to pleasure themselves?
I'm not even kidding.
I mean, seriously.
I'm lucky if
I have like 10 minutes of spare time a week.
I wonder if that gets more than YouTube.
Always before nap time?
I don't need to hear details from you, Dave.
The other day, by the way, you texted me and
No, I don't. Everybody,
just saying,
text Dave at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Don't text me during nap time.
Every day.
About noon to 2. Don't text me during that time.
That's impressive.
You're interrupting.
50 minutes.
I will not be wearing pants.
50 minutes a week is an impressive amount.
That is actually insane.
Yeah. Now, let's go to the soft white underbelly of the No Sweat News, dumb criminals, for story number 2. Dateline, Louisiana. Bryce Williams got arrested Sunday morning about midnight after he showed up at a bar on an electric shopping cart from Walmart.
All right, there you go.
Oh. When the police talked to him about the electric shopping cart from Walmart, he said, "Well, I didn't want to get a DWI and drive, officer, so I just stole the Walmart shopping cart."
Something tells me he's still got a DWI.
Yeah, and now add theft to his charges.
Well, they did hit him with felony, but and the driving while intoxicated.
Sure.
Yeah, so he actually doubled his charges there.
So
not a really well-thought-out plan.
A moving vehicle.
I said it was the soft white underbelly for a reason.
And
now, Dateline Hollywood for story number 3.
Hollywood.
Sharon Stone, the movie star, is suing a rapper named Chanel West Coast for using her name repeatedly in a track called Sharon Stoned.
She should also sue her for the name Chanel West Coast.
I know.
What a dopey name that is.
Here for your listening pleasure, or lack thereof, is a snippet of the song Sharon Stoned.
Sharon, Sharon Stone. Sharon, Sharon, Sharon Stone. Sharon, Sharon Stone. Sharon, Sharon, Sharon Stone. Sharon, Sharon, Sharon Stone. Sharon, Sharon, Sharon
Stone.
Sharon,
Sharon,
Sharon Stone.
Someone named Chanel West Coast. Big surprise, she's not going to win any Grammys.
She was on that show, Ridiculousness, with Rob Dyrdek. She
should have stayed there.
Exactly.
In the song, she repeats the name Sharon Stone 33 times, and the name Sharon gets repeated 99 times. 99 times.
Sharon Stone.
at Axl on Please.
What do you think the song is about?
I think it's about getting away. I'll tell you this. I was actually going to side with the rapper with, like, the whole free speech thing.
No, right.
But that song is so bad. I hope Sharon Stone takes her to the cleaners just so we don't have to hear that piece of garbage anymore.
Sharon Stone says the rap artist is trying to capitalize on her, quote, extraordinary level of popularity and fame.
Well, I don't know about that. She hasn't done anything in about 25 years. But still, Sharon, sue this woman so that song never gets played on the radio again.
I still like Basic Instinct.
Yeah, that was 1992.
Yeah, that's still, it still goes through my head.
27 years ago.
I still like it.
That's today's No Sweat News. Smashing Pumpkins Billy Corgan tickets up for grabs on Friday morning's No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.